doesn't matter what the outcome of yesterday was. I mean, that's true. We'd have won by 60 points. If you're still in here cheering and patting yourself on the back, you're not going to be ready for Cincinnati. So I think the guys have, you know, taken that approach. And, again, this is Thursday. There's no way 2 weeks ago on Thursday you'd be asking about last Sunday's game. So, to me, I've already moved on from it. I'm already thinking about Cincinnati.
Does four straight losses sort of feel like Groundhog Day every Monday?
Monday is Groundhog Day regardless if it's losses or wins. 3-0 is still the same situation. I mean, this league is a league where you have to have a short memory, whether it's play to play, game to game. That's the situation. You can't be thinking about, man, I missed that tackle two plays ago. What about this play coming up right now? If I'm thinking about the New England game, then Cincinnati's looking to chop. So I think, again, just like everybody else in the locker room, I'm ready for Cincinnati, and that's all behind me.
Do you ever fear that you know, if you guys went for a fifth straight loss in the home game on national TV, that you might lose the fan base?
Again, I'm not thinking about the bad. I'm thinking about going out there and being, you know, as prepared as I can be. And I know the guys around me are doing the same thing, you know, for Thursday night. Quick turnaround. This is a daunting task. Like you said, you got to shake it off physically, mentally, get ready. Again, today's Thursday, and you have to be ready. We only have one real day of work. You know, tomorrow is putting on the pads and getting after it, and after that, you have to be ready. So I think everybody around is professional, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
You, again, yesterday had your snaps obviously decreased than what we saw earlier in the season, what we've gotten used to. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're still a ways off to being that 65-snap-a-game guy? I mean, is that something that you're concerned about?
No, not at all. I'm very confident in the guys that we have around. It's a very confident decision that the coaches make to when I'm out there to give them all, and when I'm not, I can rest assured that the guys will be out there to take care of, you know, whatever's going on in the field. So it's just a call that's been made, and I'm definitely comfortable with it.
Do you feel like when you are out there, you're playing at your highest level?
I feel like I'm playing at the highest level every time I step on the field. You know, I give it my all. I'm a guy who gives 110% every time I get out on the field. And if you do that, then, you know, you can't look back and ever have regrets.
Do you feel like yourself?
I feel good.
Do you feel like yourself?
What do you think? Have you seen me play?
No.
Then you don't have to ask me any more questions.
I know. I just wanted your take on it.
I'm never satisfied, so I can't. I'm not somebody who you can ask, really. So, it's just, again, one of those things you take every day for what it is, and you know, keep moving forward.
Bet you're ready to start getting some sacks again.
I've been ready for that for quite a while. So,
what do you take away from? You didn't get to watch the film a lot, but when you look at the film and you have to make some corrections, do you take away what was working well in that first half? Do you have to mix and balance what went wrong?
Well, again, we're talking about last week on Thursday. You do what you can to make the corrections, and that's week in and week out. Every Monday is more or less the same thing. Whether you won by 60 is going to be something you have to get corrected and change and fix, and if you lost by 60, the same thing. But at the end of the day, again, you can't sit there for 3 days like, man, I wish I would have done this better, or I wish I did this. You have a practice. You got to go out there, you fix it, and you move on to the next game.
Cam, does the short week present a bigger challenge physically or mentally?
Football is, to me, it's obviously a physical game, but there's always that game within the game that's mental. But, again, I think I have a lot of confidence in the guys we have around us. The guys in this locker room, they're all professionals, that they can, you know, your body's going to be sore every Monday. I mean, you look across the league, that's a given. But your preparation, the time you spend going home right now, getting in the playbook, you know, doing the things that you know you have to do when you have such a short time. You have to cram 3 days instead of two, really. And I think, like I said, we have the guys who can do that. So, being prepared in a short time is probably going to be more task. Everybody's going to be sore, but nobody cares about that.
What did the Bengals do best yesterday to score 49 that you saw on film?
Well, they're a team who has a lot of weapons. You know, again, Groundhog Day, another week in the NFL where you have a quarterback who's doing pretty well, getting the ball to his guys who can make plays. You know, they're running the ball decently, and you know, it's another situation where you have to be on top of your game. You know, we have a saying where it's that you can't hide. And if you're a receiver, you know, who's playing well as a DB, they're going to find you. If you're not so well at running, stopping the run, they're going to find you. So they do a lot of things well, and you know, that's why we got to be on top of our game Thursday night.
What kind of film do you have on that kid, Marvin Johnson? 4 touchdowns.
A little bit. We've been here. What's the time is it? 8 hours, 9 hours or so. But football is this. I mean, I love playing this game for the reason. I mean, any given Sunday, anything can happen. You have guys who step up and make plays that you may or may not heard about, you know, and obviously he's got the hot hand right now, and as a defense, that's something we got to contend with. So, again, I'm looking forward to Thursday night, and I know guys like Jimmy Wilson are going to go home and study and make sure he's ready for the big game.
Are these Thursday night games fair to players?
Is any game fair to players? Well, when you watch football?
Yeah, Thursday seems incredibly unfair.
What's fair about football? If you looked around the league and seen the injuries and the snaps and the blood and the guts, I mean, it's football. That's why you watch, right?
But you need time to recover, though.
Is a week enough time to recover? Have you seen a football game?
Well, 3 days. I mean, Chris Collinsworth came out the other day and said that he doesn't like the concept. It's just 36 or whatever, 48 hours, just not enough to recover.
7 days probably isn't enough to recover in a lot of places. So, I mean, is it not? Would my answer change the game on Thursday night? No. We're
going to
play.
Though.
We're going to play Thursday night whether I think it's terrible or I think it's great. So, I'm one of those guys. It really doesn't matter what I think, and I'll be ready on Thursday night to play. I tell you that.
Again, you know, the way you
guys
hear that, how shocking was it? What were you feeling?
About what?
About Pounce.
Coach has already addressed that, so I'm talking about Cincinnati, and that's it.